The Quran by Muhammad. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Quran is the central religious text of Islam, believed by Muslims to be a revelation from God. It is widely regarded as the finest work in classical Arabic literature. The Quran is divided into chapters, surah in Arabic, which are then divided into verses, ayah. Muslims believe that the Quran was verbally revealed by God to Muhammad through the angel Gabriel, gradually over a period of approximately 23 years, beginning on December 22, 609 CE, when Muhammad was 40, and concluding in 632, the year of his death. The Quran is divided into 114 chapters of varying lengths, each known as a surah. Chapters are classified either as Meccan or Medinan, depending on where and when the verses were revealed. The Meccan chapters generally deal with faith and scenes of the hereafter, while the Medinan chapters are more concerned with organizing the social and political life of the nascent Muslim community. The Quran is also divided into 30 equal sections, called juz, plural, ajiza. The Quran is composed of verses, ayat, that make up 114 chapters, surahs, of unequal length which are classified either as Makkan or Madinan depending upon the place and time of their claimed revelation. The Quran's message is conveyed through the use of narrative, allegory, homily, and rhetoric. Its verses are marked by a rhythmic and poetic style that has been compared to that of the Hebrew Bible. The Quran is also divided into 7 approximately equal parts, manzil, for it to be recited in a week's time. The Quran is the primary source of every Muslim's faith and practice. It deals with all the subjects which concern us as human beings: wisdom, doctrine, worship, and law, but its basic theme is the relationship between God and His creatures. At the same time, the Quran provides guidelines for a just society, proper human conduct, and an equitable economic system. The Quran is also divided into 114 chapters, surahs, and further divided into verses, ayat. The Quran is the central religious text of Islam, believed by Muslims to be a revelation from God. It is widely regarded as the finest work in classical Arabic literature. The Quran is divided into chapters, surah in Arabic, which are then divided into verses, ayah. Muslims believe that the Quran was verbally revealed by God to Muhammad through the angel Gabriel, gradually over a period of approximately 23 years, beginning on December 22, 609 CE, when Muhammad was 40, and concluding in 632, the year of his death. The Quran is composed of verses, ayat, that make up 114 chapters, surahs, of unequal length which are classified either as Makkan or Madinan depending upon the place and time of their claimed revelation. The Quran's message is conveyed through the use of narrative, allegory, homily, and rhetoric. Its verses are marked by a rhythmic and poetic style that has been compared to that of the Hebrew Bible. The Quran is also divided into 7 approximately equal parts, manzil, for it to be recited in a week's time. The Quran is the primary source of every Muslim's faith and practice. It deals with all the subjects which concern us as human beings: wisdom, doctrine, worship, and law, but its basic theme is the relationship between God and His creatures. At the same time, the Quran provides guidelines for a just society, proper human conduct, and an equitable economic system. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The Quran is the central religious text of Islam, revealed to the Prophet Muhammad by the angel Gabriel. Idea summary: the Quran is the holy book of Islam, believed to have been revealed to the Prophet Muhammad by the angel Gabriel. It is the primary source of Islamic teachings and is revered by Muslims around the world. The Quran is the central religious text of Islam, revealed to the Prophet Muhammad by the angel Gabriel. It is the primary source of Islamic teachings and is revered by Muslims around the world. The Quran is divided into 114 chapters, known as surahs, and is composed of verses, known as ayat. It is believed to be the literal word of God, revealed to Muhammad through the angel Gabriel. The Quran is the foundation of Islamic law and is the basis for all Islamic beliefs and practices. It is the source of guidance for Muslims in all aspects of life, from the spiritual to the mundane. The Quran is divided into two parts, the Meccan surahs, which were revealed to Muhammad in Mecca, and the Medinan surahs, which were revealed to him in Medina. The Meccan surahs are generally shorter and more focused on spiritual matters, while the Medinan surahs are longer and more focused on legal matters. The Quran is also divided into 30 equal parts, known as juz, which are used to facilitate recitation of the entire text during the month of Ramadan. The Quran is the most important source of Islamic teachings and is the basis for all Islamic beliefs and practices. It is the source of guidance for Muslims in all aspects of life, from the spiritual to the mundane. Muslims believe that the Quran is the literal word of God, revealed to Muhammad through the angel Gabriel. It is the foundation of Islamic law and is the basis for all Islamic beliefs and practices. Main idea number 2. The Quran is divided into 114 chapters, known as surahs, which are further divided into verses. Idea summary: the Quran is divided into 114 chapters, known as surahs, which are further divided into verses. It is the primary source of Islamic teachings and is revered by Muslims around the world. The Quran is the primary source of Islamic teachings and is revered by Muslims around the world. It is divided into 114 chapters, known as surahs, which are further divided into verses. Each surah is composed of a variety of topics, ranging from stories of the prophets to laws and regulations. The Quran is also known for its poetic language and its use of metaphors and allegories to convey its message. It is believed to be the literal word of God, revealed to the Prophet Muhammad through the angel Gabriel. The Quran is divided into two parts, the Meccan surahs, which were revealed to the Prophet Muhammad in Mecca, and the Medinan surahs, which were revealed to him in Medina. The Meccan surahs are generally shorter and more focused on spiritual matters, while the Medinan surahs are longer and more focused on legal matters. The Quran also contains a number of stories about the prophets, which are meant to serve as examples for believers. The Quran is an important part of Islamic life and is recited in daily prayers. It is also studied in depth by scholars and is used as a source of guidance and inspiration for Muslims. The Quran is a living document that is constantly being interpreted and reinterpreted in order to better understand its teachings and apply them to modern life. Main idea number 3. The Quran contains stories of prophets and messengers from the past, including Adam, Noah, Abraham, Moses, and Jesus. Idea summary: the Quran contains stories of prophets and messengers from the past, including Adam, Noah, Abraham, Moses, and Jesus. These stories are used to illustrate the teachings of the Quran and to provide guidance to Muslims. The Quran contains stories of prophets and messengers from the past, including Adam, Noah, Abraham, Moses, and Jesus. These stories are used to illustrate the teachings of the Quran and to provide guidance to Muslims. The stories of these prophets and messengers are told in detail, providing insight into their lives and the lessons they learned. Through these stories, Muslims are able to learn about the importance of faith, obedience, and justice. Additionally, the stories of these prophets and messengers serve as a reminder of the power of God and His mercy. The stories of the prophets and messengers in the Quran are also used to provide examples of how to live a righteous life. These stories demonstrate the importance of following the teachings of the Quran and living a life of faith and obedience. Additionally, the stories of the prophets and messengers provide a reminder of the consequences of disobedience and the rewards of faithfulness. Through these stories, Muslims are able to learn about the importance of living a life of faith and obedience. The stories of the prophets and messengers in the Quran are also used to provide hope and comfort to Muslims. These stories demonstrate that God is always with us and that He will never abandon us. Additionally, the stories of the prophets and messengers provide a reminder of the power of prayer and the importance of seeking guidance from God. Through these stories, Muslims are able to learn about the importance of faith and obedience and the power of prayer. Main idea number 4. The Quran emphasizes the importance of faith, prayer, charity, and good deeds. Idea summary: the Quran emphasizes the importance of faith, prayer, charity, and good deeds. It encourages Muslims to live a life of righteousness and to strive for spiritual growth. The Quran emphasizes the importance of faith, prayer, charity, and good deeds. It encourages Muslims to live a life of righteousness and to strive for spiritual growth. The Quran teaches that faith is the foundation of a successful life, and that prayer is the key to unlocking the blessings of Allah. It also encourages charity and good deeds, as these are essential for a healthy and prosperous society. The Quran also emphasizes the importance of justice and mercy, and encourages Muslims to be kind and compassionate to all people. The Quran also encourages Muslims to be mindful of their actions and to strive for excellence in all aspects of life. It teaches that the rewards of faith, prayer, charity, and good deeds are great, and that these actions will bring peace and contentment to the believer. The Quran also encourages Muslims to be patient and to persevere in their faith, even in the face of adversity. Finally, the Quran emphasizes the importance of seeking knowledge and understanding, as this is essential for spiritual growth. Main idea number 5. The Quran contains guidance on how to live a moral and ethical life. Idea summary: the Quran contains guidance on how to live a moral and ethical life. It encourages Muslims to be kind and compassionate to others, to be honest and just, and to strive for justice. The Quran is a source of guidance for Muslims on how to live a moral and ethical life. It encourages Muslims to be kind and compassionate to others, to be honest and just, and to strive for justice. The Quran also teaches that all people are equal in the eyes of God, regardless of their race, gender, or social status. It emphasizes the importance of treating others with respect and kindness, and of being generous and forgiving. The Quran also encourages Muslims to be mindful of their actions and to strive to do good deeds. It teaches that all people should be treated with dignity and respect, and that no one should be discriminated against or oppressed. The Quran also emphasizes the importance of being truthful and honest. It teaches that lying and deceit are wrong and that one should always strive to be honest and sincere in their dealings with others. The Quran also encourages Muslims to be generous and to help those in need. It teaches that charity and kindness are essential for a good and just society. Finally, the Quran teaches that justice should be sought and that all people should be treated fairly and equally. Main idea number 6. The Quran emphasizes the importance of justice and equality. Idea summary: the Quran emphasizes the importance of justice and equality. It encourages Muslims to treat all people with respect and to strive for justice and fairness in all aspects of life. The Quran emphasizes the importance of justice and equality. It encourages Muslims to treat all people with respect and to strive for justice and fairness in all aspects of life. The Quran states that all people are equal in the eyes of God, regardless of their race, gender, or social status. It also emphasizes the importance of justice and fairness in all dealings, including in the courts of law. The Quran also encourages Muslims to be honest and truthful in all their dealings, and to strive for justice and fairness in all aspects of life. It also encourages Muslims to be compassionate and merciful to those in need, and to strive for justice and fairness in all aspects of life. The Quran also emphasizes the importance of justice and fairness in all dealings, including in the courts of law. It states that all people should be treated equally and fairly, regardless of their race, gender, or social status. The Quran also encourages Muslims to be honest and truthful in all their dealings, and to strive for justice and fairness in all aspects of life. It also encourages Muslims to be compassionate and merciful to those in need, and to strive for justice and fairness in all aspects of life. The Quran also encourages Muslims to be just and equitable in all their dealings, and to strive for justice and fairness in all aspects of life. It also encourages Muslims to be honest and truthful in all their dealings, and to strive for justice and fairness in all aspects of life. The Quran also encourages Muslims to be compassionate and merciful to those in need, and to strive for justice and fairness in all aspects of life. The Quran also emphasizes the importance of justice and fairness in all dealings, including in the courts of law. It states that all people should be treated equally and fairly, regardless of their race, gender, or social status. The Quran also encourages Muslims to be honest and truthful in all their dealings, and to strive for justice and fairness in all aspects of life. It also encourages Muslims to be compassionate and merciful to those in need, and to strive for justice and fairness in all aspects of life. Main idea number 7. The Quran contains guidance on how to interact with non-Muslims. Idea summary. The Quran contains guidance on how to interact with non-Muslims. It encourages Muslims to be respectful and tolerant of other faiths and to strive for peace and harmony between all people. The Quran encourages Muslims to be respectful and tolerant of other faiths. It states that there is no compulsion in religion, 2:256, and that God does not forbid you from being kind and just to those who have not fought you in religion or driven you out of your homes, 60:8. The Quran also encourages Muslims to strive for peace and harmony between all people, regardless of their faith. It states that God loves those who strive for peace, 5:16, and that God forbids you not, with regard to those who fight you not for your faith nor drive you out of your homes, from dealing kindly and justly with them, 60:8. The Quran also encourages Muslims to be patient and forgiving when interacting with non-Muslims. It states that God loves those who are patient, 3:146, and that God loves those who forgive, 3:134. The Quran also encourages Muslims to be generous and hospitable to non-Muslims, stating that God loves those who are generous, 3:134, and that God loves those who are hospitable, 4:36. The Quran also encourages Muslims to be honest and truthful when interacting with non-Muslims. It states that God loves those who are truthful, 3:134, and that God loves those who keep their promises, 5:1. The Quran also encourages Muslims to be just and fair when dealing with non-Muslims, stating that God loves those who are just, 5:42, and that God loves those who judge in equity, 5:45. Overall, the Quran provides guidance on how to interact with non-Muslims. It encourages Muslims to be respectful and tolerant of other faiths, to strive for peace and harmony between all people, to be patient and forgiving, to be generous and hospitable, to be honest and truthful, and to be just and fair. By following these teachings, Muslims can foster positive relationships with non-Muslims and promote peace and understanding in the world. Main idea number 8. The Quran contains guidance on how to deal with disputes and disagreements. Idea summary, the Quran contains guidance on how to deal with disputes and disagreements. It encourages Muslims to seek peaceful solutions to conflicts and to strive for reconciliation and understanding. The Quran contains guidance on how to deal with disputes and disagreements. It encourages Muslims to seek peaceful solutions to conflicts and to strive for reconciliation and understanding. The Quran emphasizes the importance of dialogue and negotiation in resolving disputes, and it encourages Muslims to be patient and tolerant when dealing with disagreements. It also encourages Muslims to be forgiving and to seek justice and fairness in all matters. The Quran also emphasizes the importance of respecting the rights of others and of avoiding violence and aggression. Finally, the Quran encourages Muslims to seek the help of Allah in all matters, and to trust in His wisdom and guidance. The Quran also provides guidance on how to handle disputes between individuals, families, and communities. It encourages Muslims to seek peaceful solutions to conflicts and to strive for reconciliation and understanding. The Quran emphasizes the importance of dialogue and negotiation in resolving disputes, and it encourages Muslims to be patient and tolerant when dealing with disagreements. It also encourages Muslims to be forgiving and to seek justice and fairness in all matters. Finally, the Quran encourages Muslims to seek the help of Allah in all matters, and to trust in His wisdom and guidance. Main idea number 9. The Quran contains guidance on how to deal with death and the afterlife. Idea summary: the Quran contains guidance on how to deal with death and the afterlife. It encourages Muslims to have faith in God and to strive for a life of righteousness in order to be rewarded in the afterlife. The Quran contains guidance on how to deal with death and the afterlife. It encourages Muslims to have faith in God and to strive for a life of righteousness in order to be rewarded in the afterlife. The Quran teaches that death is a natural part of life and that it should be accepted with faith and patience. It also teaches that the afterlife is a place of reward and punishment, and that those who have lived a righteous life will be rewarded with eternal bliss in paradise. The Quran also provides guidance on how to prepare for death, such as making sure to have a will in place and to make arrangements for the care of one's family after death. It also encourages Muslims to make sure to perform good deeds and to seek forgiveness from God before death. Finally, the Quran teaches that death is a transition from this life to the next, and that it should be accepted with faith and patience. Main idea number 10. The Quran contains guidance on how to deal with social issues such as marriage, divorce, and inheritance. Idea summary: the Quran contains guidance on how to deal with social issues such as marriage, divorce, and inheritance. It encourages Muslims to be just and fair in all matters and to strive for harmony and understanding between all people. The Quran contains guidance on how to deal with social issues such as marriage, divorce, and inheritance. It encourages Muslims to be just and fair in all matters and to strive for harmony and understanding between all people. The Quran emphasizes the importance of marriage and encourages couples to be kind and loving to one another. It also outlines the rights of both spouses in a marriage, including the right to divorce if necessary. The Quran also outlines the rights of children in a marriage, including the right to inherit from their parents. Finally, the Quran outlines the rights of the deceased, including the right to bequeath their property to their heirs. The Quran also outlines the importance of justice and fairness in all matters. It encourages Muslims to be honest and truthful in all their dealings and to strive for justice and fairness in all matters. The Quran also outlines the importance of respecting the rights of others and of treating all people with kindness and respect. Finally, the Quran encourages Muslims to be tolerant and understanding of different cultures and beliefs. The Quran provides guidance on how to deal with social issues in a way that is just and fair. It encourages Muslims to be kind and understanding to one another and to strive for harmony and understanding between all people. By following the guidance of the Quran, Muslims can ensure that their social interactions are just and fair, and that they are respectful of the rights of others.